Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a privilege and an honor to be back with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. Are you loving the Lord on today? I know that I love Him, I love Him, I love Him. He is definitely my sole inspiration for doing everything that I do. It is great to be in relationship with God, and I want to encourage you to make sure that you are getting your relationship with the Lord in order. The Bible tells us that if we meditate on the law of the Lord day and night, that we will be like that tree planted by streams of living water, and everything that we do will prosper. So I am definitely one for seeking the Lord's face and for basically just going to God with everything. You know, do you know that you can go to God with everything? There is no part of your life that the Lord does not want to be a part of. God wants to be God in every area of your life. So I'm excited. I'm excited on today. I have a special guest on the program with me today. We are here to minister to you in the area of finances. And I am joined by my guest, Barbara Green. She is my guest expert on today. And Barbara Green is a senior loan officer at Mid-Atlantic Capital. And I'm just excited about what God is doing through her ministry. This woman of God has an awesome ministry, and the Lord is using her in a mighty way in order to help people to get delivered from financial bondage. Jesus said, Jesus did say it. He said that He came to set the captives free.
Amen.
And we have that anointing. We have that anointing. We have the power to help people to get free, and
Amen.
We have the power to be free. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Barbara, welcome to the ministry
Thank
program.
You so much. Thank you.
Welcome back.
It's wonderful to be back. Thank you very much.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I pray that you're having a blessed day.
Yes, I am. And I pray that not only yourself, but the audience is also having a very blessed day.
Amen.
Day. Yes.
Amen. And as I was saying, God does have a marvelous plan. And part of his plan is to be involved in every area of our lives, including our finances.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. So today we're going to be talking about getting free from financial bondage. In other words, we're going to be talking about getting your finances in order. And you may say, I don't have a house. I'm not interested in refinancing. I'm not interested in buying a house right now. I already have a house, and I feel that part of my life is intact. That may well be the case. But I also believe, and I always say, that I don't think that we have ever gotten to the point where we have reached the fullest level of possibility,
mm-hmm.
the fullest of our, we have not yet tapped into the fullest of our potential.
Mm-hmm.
So today I want to just go ahead and share. Barbara Green and I, I called her a guest, but today she's going to co-host.
Okay.
Barbara, you're going to co-host
Amen.
Today. Amen. But Barbara Green and I are going to talk about finances. We're going to talk about finances, not just in home ownership, not just in using your house as equity. We'll talk about that. If you have a question, I'm going to open up the boards. You can call in, and the number is 646-652-4832. You can call in and talk to us about any questions that you may have about your finances, about refinancing, about buying a house, about getting out of debt, whatever it is that the Lord has impressed upon your heart to talk to us about, you will be able to call. Barbara, why don't you go ahead and open us up in prayer?
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for this day and this opportunity for the listeners and for all that is going to be hearing this message around the world.
Yes.
I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will speak through me, that I am now humbled underneath your authority in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And that any words that I am saying, that it will be given as deliverance for the people, not only for them, but also for us in the name of Jesus. For you said that you have no respect of persons when your word goes out and comes and goes forth. Mm-hmm. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name,
yes,
that all that hears this message in Jesus' name, that there's an anointing, that they will be able to obtain the abundant life that Jesus came and died for us to have.
Yes,
in Lord. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There is
amen.
Power in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. So, Barbara, we're just gonna jump right in and just begin to talk about some of the things that keep people in bondage, keep people from moving forward and having that abundant life that God wants us to have as His children.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think most of all, Pastor, is that I think that we set out and we have certain visions for our own personal lives, and we really don't structure our financial aspect.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by that? Well, let's say when we, you know, young and we go to high school and then, you know, we have a job, we don't realize that that could even be a beginning of savings. When we are being trained, I think a lot of us is not even trained within our own direct households, so that when we go out into the workforce, into the world, let's say, as independent individuals, we really haven't had that training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we go to school, but we're not trained on how to handle our real reality of living life in the schools.
I agree. So I
think that is quote unquote a basis of where we need to begin. In essence, of again, we need to understand that even though you're making a little, that you can set things aside. You can set a couple of pennies aside,
mm-hmm,
to save for that vision that one might have. Regardless of how small it is, you know, when you compound it over the long term, it's always going to be increasing. So if we can get an understanding that regardless if you can only save a dollar or you can save $1,000 or $10,000, it will always bring you into your destiny.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that's just so key, because a lot of people don't save because they don't feel like they have enough money to save. So many people are busy trying to pay the bills,
mm-hmm,
to borrow from Peter to pay Paul, so right, to speak, that we're just scrambling, getting money from everywhere,
mm-hmm,
in order to begin to make ends meet. And the cost of living is high.
Right.
And I believe what you said is just so key, it's, mm-hmm, pertinent, that a lot of us start out on the wrong foot.
Exactly. And I think also, Pastor, that we are going down with this enormous expectations.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to get to have a grand thought in mind,
mm-hmm,
to desire, you know, better and more things. I even say to my own father, you know, God, that, you know, today I have this and tomorrow I may not, you know, I want something even better. It's okay. He understands that. He's already implanted that,
mm-hmm,
within us.
Amen.
But I think that a lot of us are stepping out too soon. A lot of us are getting caught up on something that's, you know, on a big note when we haven't even really structurized on how we can really handle something that's small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take a vehicle. You know, somebody would say, "Well, I don't want a mid-sized car. I want a Mercedes."
Uh-huh.
Okay, but they haven't even been trained on how to handle a mid-sized car. They haven't been trained on how to handle, you know, a Toyota.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
How to upkeep it? What it means to maintain?
Mm-hmm.
And I think again that our perspective, our thinking, sometimes goes beyond where we are personally in our own present position, our own present lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in that, in addition to that, I believe, first of all, through my own testimonies, that one, if God is not the center of your life, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that what happens is that you already starting off on the wrong foundation.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
It's pertinent that your finances is understood that it's not always for you, but that you have to be given. You have to give
That's
out
good.
Seeds in order to be planted to the earth so that the earth can bring back, so that not in essence the earth, but so that you can reap a reward from the season which you've planted
the Lord
outside.
Reaping.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen.
And also to understand about tithing, Now, I know a lot of folks that may hear this message, and here we go again with the tithing.
Mm-hmm.
But the pertinent position in this is that when you have taken your seeds, when you have taken your financial perspective, and you have gained the wealth, you have gained dollars, whether it's $50 or $50,000, God says he will protect your seeds.
Amen.
Just outside of just doing this tithing.
Yeah.
So we always talk about, you know, Malachi 3:10, but we don't always read the ending part of it about how God is protecting the devil from gaining your seed and how he would allow it to multiply, et cetera. That really is the focus.
Mm-hmm.
Of the scripture outside of, you know, that you're going to, the Lord is going to open up the windows of heaven and
mm-hmm.
pour you out a seed that you can, you know, you don't have room enough to receive. We neglect to really focus on what God is doing with the hand of the devil
mm-hmm.
and keeping him from that which you, that he's granted you to receive. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we have to start out with the right foundation. And I've learned this through trial and error.
Mm.
I've learned it that when I am not honoring God, if something is going on and I haven't given my time to the Lord, my money is like going like holes in my pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I've tightened up and when I've refocused and said, okay, wait a minute, what's going on? All of a sudden, everything comes right back into line.
Amen. Amen. So basically, God wants your time.
Correct.
In order for you to be, he wants you to be in relationship with him and spend time with him. He wants your tithe, and not just, that's not for the law, it's for the principle of the thing, you know.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly.
God's principles really do work, and if you tithe, God will stand by his word. He said he is not a man that he should lie, and he will definitely stand by his word that he will rebuke the devourer for your sake in the area of every area, but especially in the area of your finances.
Exactly.
And I just have another T there. I believe that God wants your talent. You know,
mm-hmm.
I believe that God wants you to be about the business of prospering because
mm-hmm.
he tells us that he has given us the ability to get wealth
mm-hmm.
and he's given each and every person gifts and talents. So we have to be out there making the use of the talents
mm-hmm.
that he has deposited on the inside of us because some people are in the wrong place.
Exactly. I was just about to say that.
Amen. Go ahead and say it.
Well, a lot of people, they're struggling financially because they're in the wrong position.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They, when they was growing up, they felt the unctioning within themselves about what they wanted to be. But then what happens is they're trying to get a quick dollar, and they get stagnant. They're in the wrong place. And I want to tell the audience that be not afraid to let go of what you have to get what you're supposed to have.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Say that again.
Not afraid to let go of what you have to get what you're supposed to have.
Amen.
Okay? I've worked in the corporate world, and I've seen individuals who has been on a position for, you know, 10 and 12 years. And I ask them, are they looking to be promoted? What are you doing? And they just know, I'm just content right here.
Mm.
You know, they don't want to move.
The security factor.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's not
Which
just
is false.
A security, it's fear. It's
Amen.
Fear. If God has given you a gift, he has given you a gift for a magnificent and a magnifying purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And it will always go forward to prosper ultimately of what he's preordained it to prosper.
That's right.
Okay? And that's in essence how I got into this industry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I was coming into this industry,
uh-huh.
but it did. It occurred, and it allowed me now to allow God to use me not just, you know, to obtain a mortgage for a person or refinance, but to help people, to give them wisdom and knowledge on how to not only handle this aspect of their life that they may soon enter or that they've already entered home ownership, but where they could be, generally speaking, if you look at your whole financial portfolio.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So I know that if you walk into your divine destiny, it can be scary.
Yes,
it can be scary. Because you may be the only one that sees this vision.
That's right.
Okay?
In most cases, you will be the only one.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you're going to have a naysayer standing by the sidelines saying, you can't do that. I wouldn't do that if I were you. What gives you the authority to say that you're going to do A, B, and C? You know, people will be quick to put their mouths on the plan that God has given to you. God didn't give them the plan. He gave you the plan.
Exactly, Pastor. Exactly.
Amen. So go ahead, Barbara.
So I just believe that, you know, people just should move forward into the things that they know deep down within.
Mm-hmm.
Deep down within, they know. Listener, you know that you should move. You should try something else. There's something that's been pondering on your mind and in your heart for years. Take the step out.
Yeah.
This is the time to be able to take the step out and then get all that God has for you.
Amen.
I'm definitely hearing God to tell me that he wants people to start writing things down.
Write it down. Make
so
it plain.
So much of us, so many of us, are moving forward. And in this day and age, it's so fast that you can't even really remember what you did 2 days ago.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
You go into the supermarket and you're spending groceries, and you're spending money on groceries because there's a great sale, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 days from now, you won't even remember what you spent it on.
That's true.
We don't have any budget aspects. We're just living life. We're just going through day-to-day scenarios, and we have to tighten up. We really, really have to tighten up and get focused.
And this is good. That's good because you think about budget. You know, you were talking about writing things down, and then you moved into going into the supermarket and seeing the sale and buying things there that were on sale and not remembering a couple of days later. But what do you think about the concept of writing down, logging everything that you spend, every dollar, every penny that you spend?
I think it's excellent. I think it's excellent because, again, as we move from day to day and week to week and month to month and year to year, and we wonder, you know, we gain so much money. So much money has come through our hands from the time that we start working, from the day one that we start working, to whatever age that the audience is listening today.
Uh-huh.
They would just take a moment and think about how much money has came through their hands.
Wait a minute. Don't get depressed if you're out there. Don't get depressed because I'm just playing. You know, I'm having a little bit of fun. But when you think about that hit me, that it can be depressing. When you think about how much money you have made over your lifetime and how much has passed through your hands, and then some people can look and look at their bank accounts and see that there's nothing there.
Exactly.
That can be a very sobering thought, and that's what Barbara wants it to be, sobering, for you to really take a reality check.
Exactly.
Amen, and say, this is what's coming in, but I'm not... It's not about keeping, it's not about making it, because we know we can make the money. It's about being a good steward of that money.
Exactly.
And having some left over that we're not using everything up.
Exactly. I tell you, there's so many people I have sat down with, and when it comes to buying a home, and they say, Barbara, well, I don't have the money. And I said, well, how do you not have the money? I mean, you make $65,000 a year. I mean, how do you not have the money? Where is your money going?
Right.
And if you know where it's going, why is it going there?
Right. Exactly.
Why is it going there?
For lack of a plan.
Exactly.
There's no plan.
For trying to keep up with what, you know, to be called in my days, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. Okay. For spending in areas that you really don't need to spend.
And
to spend in areas that makes you say, okay, I feel good, but I feel good only for this moment.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And then at that night when you have to lay your head down on the pillow, it's like, okay, I don't have no money. How am I going to get to work in the morning? I got another bill coming in. We're not focused on Pastor. We're just not focused.
And I think it's all about education. I think that I believe that we perish. The Bible says that people perish for lack of knowledge,
yes,
for lack of information, and not even the information, but being educated about the information,
right?
So that we can have the wisdom. We need, for lack of wisdom, we need wisdom in the area of our spending, because some people, even in today's time, are not even trying to keep up with the Joneses. They're just trying to make
it. They're just trying to keep up.
Yeah, trying to keep up. Trying to keep up. And I can say amen to that because, you know, I've stepped out on faith and I dropped the whole income. My husband has an income and I was making more money than he is today. And the Lord pulled me out of corporate America, mm-hmm. first and foremost, so I could be here for my kids, mm-hmm. for my children, so that they wouldn't be latchkey children,
mm-hmm.
and also so that I could follow the plan, the vision that he had given us to be the person, the point of contact to have that vision. So some people are doing the vision, and right now they feel like if you're out there doing the vision, and I'm just feeling led to speak into your life right now, if you're out there doing the vision and you're listening to this and you're saying, well, that's not, I can't really relate to that. What I want to say to you, that God has a word for you right now. What God wants to say to you is don't grow weary in well-doing.
Amen.
You're sowing seeds right now. Sure, all of your money seems to be going into a bottomless pit, but you remember your assignment. Remember the vision. Remember what God showed you when he showed you that thing, and you keep on sowing
mm-hmm.
those seeds in that direction. You will in due season, in God's timing,
mm-hmm.
which God has already ordained,
mm-hmm.
you will reap the benefits of your labor. You will get your harvest. Your harvest is coming, amen. And it may not come back to you in money, but it may come back to you in souls. It may come back
amen.
To you, with saving a soul. I mean, that's worth more than $1 million.
Exactly.
So, Barbara, I just didn't want to interrupt, but you know, we're in the prophetic sometimes.
Amen, amen. Know that.
All
it's
of the
like
time,
I quiet down just to hear what God has to say.
Amen, but God know there's some people out there that are following that vision, and
mm-hmm.
God wants you to be encouraged, to be encouraging. For those of you who are trying to make it, you had a poor beginning, but your end is going to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara talked about not having the discipline and the education as a child, but Paul says, when I was a child, I thought like a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we behave like children, but now you're becoming a woman. Now you're becoming a man. And it's time to put away childish things. It's time to get some discipline, some self-control,
mm-hmm.
the fruit of the Spirit in your life so that you can move forward to have everything that God has for you to have. God has already ordained for you to have. I want to open up this phone lines. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm on the line with Sister Barbara Green, who is a senior loan officer over at Mid-Atlantic Capital. And we're talking about getting your finances in order. We want you to call us or ask us questions or see if you can get some feedback about some plan that you have put in motion, because maybe we're not covering what you're doing
mm-hmm.
with your finances. The phone number is 646-652-4832. And while we're waiting, and that's only between 12 o'clock p.m. and 12:30 on this Wednesday, which is already May the 9th, 2007, and that's Eastern Standard Time. But Barbara, go ahead. I feel that the Lord has some more to say while we're waiting for that caller to call.
In addition, I learned lately, again, another great message from the Lord, and that was, to look who is being next to you. And I have talked about this, Pastor Simmons.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
who are you surrounded by?
That's good.
If you are trying to get to a destination and your nucleus, the people in your nucleus is not helping you to get there, they're not even, they don't have a vision, maybe, you know, they're holding you back for whatever, their mind is not where your mind is at. I'm sorry, but you must let them go to the side. I'm trying to say this in the most appropriate way.
You just got to let some people go.
So, you know, because they are hindering you.
Yes.
They are hindering you from obtaining and getting to where you're supposed to go.
Yes.
And so to the utmost, there's, you know, we love people. We don't, you know, there's some of us that just, it's hard for us to disconnect. We don't want to be alone. But sometimes it takes being alone first to obtain all that you need to obtain before you can try having somebody else yoked up to you.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And so that was also something that I felt led to also communicate out to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to let go of those people who are hindering you. Don't be afraid.
Amen. And I always say if they don't add to your life,
exactly.
They're subtracting from your life.
Exactly.
And
it's only one way or the other, Pastor.
Amen. And mm-hmm. there are certain people that you can't let go of. I always make this disclaimer, Barbara,
mm-hmm.
because I have to. If you're married to someone and that person has spending habits that are out of control, or that person is not getting in line with the financial program that you're putting in place, then you're going to have to deal with them in another way. You can't let them go. It's not an option. Okay?
Right, right.
Financial
inconsistency
is not an option for divorce. Amen. So
amen,
we want
amen.
To know.
I'm definitely not going there.
Right. I always
right.
make, even in my books, I make that disclaimer because I talk about toxic people and people letting you go,
mm-hmm.
letting you, bringing you down and you having to distance yourself from those people. What I say in the case of marriage, if you're a married person, and your spouse just can't see it, because I had a caller call me last month, and he's trying to make it, but his spouse just can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
She just can't see it. All that I can recommend for a couple like that, especially with them both walking with the Lord or being in the kingdom, being Christians,
mm-hmm.
all that I can recommend is counseling.
Right.
I definitely recommend that you sit down with a godly counselor and get some counsel for that situation, because God can work it out.
Exactly.
Amen. Go ahead,
exactly.
Barbara. I just want you to share a little bit more.
I think bottom line is that, and I wanted to put it out to you, to your audience as well, is that, you know, we at Mid-Atlantic, we are hiring individuals, those who are looking to earn extra income.
Amen.
As a second employment. I have training online. I am wanting God to use me to help the people. And it's funny, now that I'm on the other side of the fence and
mm-hmm.
I'm able to offer this opportunity, I just hope that, you know, your audience and those who may hear this later on, I don't know when they'll hear this, because there's always predestinated time for each individual.
Amen.
But know that that offer is going to stand, whether you hear this message today, next year, or the year after. The offer stands as long as I am in place.
Amen.
And so that you have an opportunity to earn extra income. It is so important to also focus on having multiple streams of income.
Not one
area of income, okay?
Yeah.
Multiple streams. You should be making money when you're sleeping. You should be making money when you're awake.
Amen.
You should be making money from the seeds you're planting. You should be receiving harvest all year long. You don't just receive harvest in the spring and the summer because the weather is good. You should have receiving harvest when it's winter and when it's fall. And that has to do with having multiple streams of income.
Amen.
So, again, I am putting it out there, Pastor, that if anybody wishes to be employed, become a loan officer, a referral agent for me, you can become my processor. We can talk to each other and figure out what can you do that could potentially earn you extra income. And in that fashion, they can reach me at 856-383-4433. Again, my number is 856-383-4433. And again, my email address is barbaragreen275@comcast.net.
Amen. And that information is vital. I'm just so glad that you put that information out there, Barbara, because we do need multiple streams of income.
Exactly.
How many jobs do you have? Because, and not even about a job, but businesses. It's about being a business person,
mm-hmm.
and being an independent consultant or contractor for someone. Well, you have that gift. God has already put everything that you need on the inside of
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
to make it, and he's giving you a burning passion for some things in life. And then there'll be other things that you can do in order to get the Bible says he'll give seed to the sower. He'll give you the seed to sow into that business that you're passionate
about.
That
is so, you know, Pastor, as you're saying this, and really quick, I'm just talking with a gentleman now, and he's an employee. He works within a company, and he decided to downsize his pay because he wanted to become an author.
Mm.
So he needed, you know, he said the Lord was having him to write a book. I said, okay, that's fine. But what has happened to this gentleman is that now he has problems because he owns a home.
Yeah.
Okay, so now he decreased his salary but doesn't have another stream of income to offset that.
Amen.
Enough, okay? And did I offer him an employment? Absolutely. As Pastor just said, he'll grant you. God will give you the seed.
Amen.
You have to work the seed. You
That's
have to work the seed. I said to him, look, you can make good money in real estate. We can work together. We can make this thing happen for you. But you have to work it.
Amen.
You understand? So I think a lot of us, Pastor, the point I want to make is a lot of us are obtaining the seeds, but either they don't recognize that it's a seed, that they can manifest something through it, or they're just lazy. They don't want to do anything.
Mm. Amen.
And either way, at the end of the day, it doesn't end up to be a good result.
Amen. And being lazy, you know, I mean, that's a spiritual thing.
Exactly.
Know? Because the Lord tells us that the result of laziness is poverty.
Right, exactly.
And that's in the book of Proverbs, so we definitely want to make sure that we're diligent. And that's good, Barbara, because that's what he told the guy with the one talent that was afraid that didn't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you lazy, wicked servant.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you've lost everything. You know, now because you didn't use what I gave you, I will take from you what you had and give it to someone else.
Exactly.
So we have to realize that we have a responsibility to utilize the opportunity to, and I always say this at the end of every ministry program, to make the most out of every single opportunity. And you have to make the most out of the opportunity. And with that said, it's the end of our program on today. Barbara, I tell you, you have to come back.
I sure will, anytime.
Amen.
Anytime.
Praise God. I'm going to have to schedule you to come back because I believe that this money thing is important, that it matters. Money does matter.
It matters.
Money matters.
It matters.
Money
it matters.
Answers all things.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, if you're not doing anything next week, Barbara, feel free to call in on Wednesday, and we'll take it, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We'll take it one more week
okay.
and just really see what God is saying, because I believe that God is speaking to his people in the area of finances. And next week I want to just talk about multiple streams of income and other ways that we can utilize. And I want to talk specifically about home refinancing, because
okay.
you're a specialist and we haven't talked about that.
Okay.
So I feel it's not complete. So Barbara Green will be back with us on next week. Thank you so much, Barbara,
You're
for being
welcome
with
so
us
much.
Today.
You're welcome so much. I pray that the audience and all that hears will continuously to be abundantly blessed and get all that God has for them.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And that is your benediction on today, to be continually blessed, especially and including the area of your finances. Get everything that God has for you. Obey the voice of God. Amen. Because God even speaks to you before you spend that money out at that fast food restaurant.
Amen.
God is speaking. Amen. And remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. Remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you. And so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.